From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Some southbound lanes of Interstate 25 near Denver have reopened after a tanker truck caught fire this afternoon, shutting down the highway. Northbound lanes near the Denver Tech Center remain closed. All lanes are expected to be open by morning. A 2017 report says Colorado's four-year high school graduation rate is the seventh worst in the nation. The eighth annual Building a Grad Nation report states Colorado's graduation rate in 2015 was 77.3%. That's compared to the national average of 83.2%. The report analyzes data from all states through the class of 2015, and its numbers reflect students who complete high school within 4 years of entering as freshmen. In a first-of-its-kind study, researchers with the University of Colorado Boulder say members of domestic extremist groups and gangs are less alike than previously thought. David Pyruz is the study's lead author. He says the hope had been that commonalities might help law enforcement deal with domestic extremists in the same way they've learned to deal with street gangs.
We've been studying gangs in the United States for about 100 years. And with that 100 years have come a number of policies, a number of programs, and a number of solid evaluations to determine what works, what's promising, and what doesn't work.
The study found domestic extremists tend to be much older, better educated, more affluent, more religious, and are more likely to be white than street gang members. Future studies, including interviews with gang members and domestic extremists, will focus on how each came to enter these different groups and what made them leave. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.